The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance online at supervalue.ie.
Hello and good morning. Hope you are keeping well. There is a lot of speculation about just who will present the Saturday night show on RTE this Saturday. In recent weeks, our host has done himself an injury and we hear he has been under the surgeon's knife. Brendan O'Connor, good morning.
Morning, John. How are you?
I'm good.
Sure people are thinking, oh God, is this guy is now ringing up the radio to go on about his bloody arm?
They're genuinely interested in what happened to you anyway. How did it happen, Brendan?
It was just one of those things, two seconds, it was Tuesday morning before Christmas, in the bathroom, rushing, not focused on the moment I was in, but focused on the next moment, and in 2 seconds, it happens. And I won't give you the detail of how I actually crashed over, because it was in the bathroom, so there are specific circumstances. So anyway, suffice to say, I was just very unlucky, you know.
And when did you realise it was quite a serious
problem? You know, I thought I had dislocated it, because you want to think that. And I had actually lined up a guy. I had rung a guy I know in sports, and he had lined up a guy down the road who was going to click it back in for me. And then Sarah came back from dropping the kids and said, no, we're bringing you to hospital. And I was kind of, you know, passing in and out with pain. So, yeah, that was it.
So, will you take a lot of painkillers then on the last, the occasion of the last two shows?
Yeah, I had a few shows off then, and then, they don't prefer really not to operate, and you would hope that they go what they call the conservative route, which is that the bone would heal. So that 6 weeks of my life I'll never get back. The bone didn't heal. I was just really unlucky, I think. So yeah, I was in reasonably good cocktail of stuff, but I think that the time has come for me now to start kind of weaning off onto, you know, more regular painkillers now, which is, I think, the most difficult part of all of this, because, you know yourself, you get very fond of the painkillers.
Yes.
But you don't want to get too fond. So yeah, I'm trying to get back to normal now. But the good news is that if they'll have me, I do hope to present the show on Saturday night, and I'll hope to be more coherent than I am now. I'm feeling quite sorry for myself this morning. I had a bit of a bad night. Things are supposed to be improving, but you know yourself, they go a little bit backwards now and again.
And how long did the surgery take, and what exactly was it?
It's pins and screws. There was an X-ray that I nearly vomited when I asked them to show it to me, and then you see it, and it's like you see this thing, and it's basically, you know, people have seen them. It's like nails hammered into your bone and a big thing going down. So obviously, I was asleep. I'm not sure how long it took. Sarah tells me it took a bit longer than she thought, because, you know, she didn't get a phone call for a while. So, do you know what the problem is? Once they tell you at the beginning, we prefer not to do this surgery, so we're hoping for the conservative route, then you're always aware that they didn't want to do, they were keen not to do the surgery, so... So then they're doing the surgery, you're thinking, why didn't they want to do the surgery? And like, I am not a good patient. I'm a very anxious person. And they were sick, like they couldn't get me out of Vincent's fast enough, I'd say, after the few days. Because I spent the first night awake. For some reason, I got into I woke up going, has he done nerve damage, and trying to move my hands? They were like, just calm down, go back to sleep. I spent the first night, I didn't sleep a wink the first night, because I was waiting to get a blood clot. I didn't even know what the symptoms of a blood clot were, so I didn't know how I would know when it started happening. But I didn't go to sleep just in case the clot came while I was asleep. But, you know, obviously it was all fine. And I think, yeah, he's happy with it, and they did a great job and everything. I think, though, that we should remember the real victims of these things, because I suppose, look, John, people break limbs all the time, and I feel now maybe I should be a voice for some of those people, because it's a major pain in the ass, but it's a real pain in the ass for wives, husbands all over the country. And like when you meet the people at the Bone Clinic in Vincent's, it's not the actual victims themselves that your heart would go to. It is the patient spouses who are going around everywhere with them, tying their laces and, you know,
yes, indeed,
doing all this stuff for them.
And Brendan, if you hadn't been able to present the Saturday Night Show, who was there on standby?
Well, you know yourself, John, I'd be the last person to know anything that's going on in RTE, and I'm sure the same for you. But apparently the rumour that swept RTE was that Joe Duffy was going to stand in. Now, I'm not sure if that was a compliment or not to me. What do you think?
Oh, I'd say it's a compliment to you indeed.
Yeah. But so I do feel when I heard that rumour that I rallied a bit and suddenly felt that I could do it, and by Saturday I'll be there. And
will your arm still be in a sling?
Oh yeah. I've got an even worse sling than before now, but I think we can downgrade to the casual pirate style sling that I have been wearing on Saturday nights. I think it's okay to wear that for an hour on Saturday night. But the contraption I have now is even worse. But you wouldn't get on any proper clothes over or under this or whatever. But yes, and I would be in extreme pain. So everybody needs to be really sympathetic, and I think they should laugh at the jokes and they should stick with me. I would say that the team have been incredibly patient with me for the last 6 weeks. And I did say to them, could we have a kind of an easy show this Saturday? So they've put together a great show. And the first guest I think that I will have is Michael Harding. And sure, I won't even have to talk.
No,
you know yourself.
Let him
How
off.
Are you, Michael? And
off
let
he goes.
Him go off. So that'll be an easy way to dip my way into it.
Yes, Brendan, there's been all sorts of speculation over the last few weeks about a possible replacement for you. I mean, there's talk, I think it was in the Daily Mail, that RTE chiefs, I think it said, were believing to be lining up Ray Darcy to take over from you.
When you say a possible replacement, John, you couldn't replace me. I haven't heard a word from anyone about that. Oh, you know, you just hear when the papers ring or whatever, but I did see that Ray Darcy is going to present an Ant and Dec style show instead of the Saturday Night Show.
Yes.
So, yeah,
what
sounds good.
What did you make of that?
Yeah, look, I tell you, I was just remembering recently that it was my birthday last Friday. I was 45, and I remember that 5 years before that, on my 40th birthday, when my ambition would have been to, you know, for your 40th birthday, you want to do something like climb Kilimanjaro or whatever. I was actually out in RTE doing a dry run for the first run of the Saturday Night Show. So, like, you know, I wouldn't have expected at that stage. I would never have expected to start doing the RTE's Saturday Night Chat Show. I would certainly never have expected to last 5 years, because I would have presumed I would have, you know, done something majorly disastrous at this stage, and we would have been pulled off the air in some kind of national scandal. And we came close to a few of those along the way.
Yes.
But survived this far. And look, it's been a great 5 years. Equally, I would say that I think this year our numbers were up hugely on last year. I think that's very unusual in television at the moment. I think the team is firing on all cylinders at the moment, and I think, you know, there's a lot more we could do, but, you know, whatever they decide in their wisdom, if Ray Darcy doing an Ant and Dec style show is what's required, well, sure, if they'll decide, and I'm sure I'll find out at some stage.
And I'm sure you won't give it up easily. Well, Brendan, we're glad to hear that you've undergone the surgery, and we hope you will be fully functional in a few weeks' time. But take a rest and keep taking those painkillers. John at rte.ie.